glad to be here on the course, and I'm very eager to get into this first class of the second part of the two-part telecourse, Diving Deeper into the Spiral of Life. Just wanted to say, as I say that, what comes to me is just to say a little bit about how I came to title this course this way. You know, I've been sharing Living Compassion, the spirituality of nonviolent communication for several years, and what I reflect on is that there isn't any new sort of topic. There's only a certain number of limited topics or practices or processes, and that if you have experienced or worked with me before, know that we will go over and perhaps review a particular topic, but we can approach it on a deeper level, even though it's the same topic, as a spiral goes deeper, even though it corresponds to the same location on a circle. I want to say a few preliminary words about this particular six-week course before we begin. A lot of the focus for this six-week course, at least my intention, is to have a bit more time for practice and perhaps have me speak less and have you sharing a little bit more. I'm also going to ask that each participant find a partner for this class and a way to connect with them either through Skype or by phone to do the practices and the exercises in between the class. So for me, it's very important to me that in order to get, I think, the most value from this course, that it does require application and practice, as I think you all know, in the practice of any skill, any consciousness, particularly NVC. So I highly recommend your finding a partner and actually doing the exercises and the processes. So another thing I want to say is connection is really important to me, and it's connection is a little bit more challenging on telecourses. So I may do an occasional polling. And I also would like you to remember this, to ask you to press number 5, as Mary McKenzie shared this phrase with me, as a virtual high five, if you're resonating with or if what is being shared is especially meaningful to you. This kind of feedback is important for me since I can't see you, and having a little bit of feedback this way helps me to be connected to you. So what I would like to do as I will begin the other classes to begin this one is to do a very short opening meditation. And I'd like you, as you do this, to know that my intention for this, and perhaps if you can own this intention, it's essentially for self-awareness and presence so that you can become more present as you listen to and participate in this class. So it'll be a short meditation for self-awareness and presence. So I ask each person to close your eyes if you're comfortable closing your eyes and take any objects or anything away from your hand and uncross your arms or legs and then allow yourself to breathe deeply. To relax and just to let go of anything that you might be holding, any constriction or tightness. If there is any emotion of worry, concern, or some uncomfortable emotion, allow yourself to breathe and just allow the inner space for this feeling just to be there. This allowing presence is at the heart of self-compassion. And then if get in touch with what you so deeply want, what you so value, what your longing is, that perhaps was relevant or motivating you to take this course. What are you longing for? Greater self-connection, compassion, to live in your deep authenticity, and just identify that and allow yourself to feel this longing. Okay, thank you. So with your eyes closed, or you can open them, I'm going to share a reading, Dwelling in the Beauty and Energy of Needs, which is the primary focus of this first class. Bring into consciousness and dwell in the energy of this beautiful desire within you. Feel the need for love, not out of the sense of its lack, but of its presence. When we are connected to the energy of love, like a branch connected to the infinite vine of love. Meeting the need, meaning connecting to the need interiorly, a need that we can deeply feel, deeply hunger for, then simultaneously connecting to its fullness. This is divine energy becoming fully human, while embracing the loss and brokenness and limitations of human life. We move through our own pain in the sense of unfulfillment of a need, and we meet that need in its inherent presence and life. And through dwelling in the energy of a need begins to activate inside us, not changing our circumstance, but simply adding an awareness of the preciousness of how we are made as human. So with this beautiful heart's desire, this is abiding in or dwelling in life, in the quality and in the presence behind the need. We can simply abide in the presence of the energy and then of the need and let life flow to live in the energy outside of attempts to go out and get the needs fulfilled. Out of the awareness and preciousness of how we are made as humans, all with the same powerful desires, it is natural to value others' needs as our own. So that's the reading I wanted to share, and what it stimulates in me is how I view this very consciousness, this fullness, the beauty that's inherent in our needs, as the most central part of NVC. I believe it is crucial to the living of this consciousness that we live from the fullness of what we long for and not the deficiency or lack of what is missing if a need happens to be unmet. So with this sharing, I would like to check in with at most 5 people who will have a response and a resonance to either the meditation or the reading who would like to share something.
I was just very moved by the way you expressed it. I've heard you talk about the beauty of the needs before in many contexts, and this particular refinement really resonated with me of just that shift from looking at the pain of the unmet need, shifting away from that into the fullness of the need, and how that simple shift of consciousness changes all my, changes me physically, changes my body. I go into a more relaxed place and hopeful.
Yeah, thank you. That just prompts me to share my own experience. When I'm experiencing life, and there may be things that aren't going my way, meaning a need or needs aren't being met, is such a profound shift for me to feel my consciousness go from the lack or deficiency or what's wrong into the fullness, even though the need is unmet. When I touch into that, it doesn't necessarily remove the disheartenment or sadness, but it adds the quality of fullness and richness, and there's a flow. So your sharing just stimulated that in me. So I'd like to give a little bit of space if there's anyone else who resonated with or has any response to the reading or the opening meditation.
Well, both I resonated with deeply. There was particularly one sentence in the reading that we could abide in the presence of the energy of the need and let life flow to live in the energy outside of attempts to go out and get the needs fulfilled. And I had a really profound experience this morning that when I heard that, it was helpful for me to realize how this had showed up. And it was interesting because I was doing a sitting and self-inquiry on persona, which I've been doing a lot lately to try to understand. And I had an awareness that was really huge for me in that how often I have looked into my past and talked about how if only that person would show me that I matter, or if only that person would listen to me, or if I'd have been heard, or so on and so forth. And something really clicked for me today, because as I was going through the request that you had made for 5 needs that are really important, this one wasn't even on my radar. Matter of fact, it caught me by such surprise, because what came up for me was this huge longing for self-value. And I got it in such a way that it was, I was almost just stunned by it, how often I have sought to be okay, to be approved of, just to be enough or whatever in someone else's eyes. And it only hit me today that it's me. that have not given that to myself. And I just sat with the awareness of that and the profound way that shows up and has shown up in my whole life. And then I just kind of just really dwelt in that and really just sat with the beauty of that as I feel it within myself and felt it. And it was just amazing. I just so grateful for all the tools that point us inside.
Thank you. It's beautiful. I love that. I just want to make one comment, maybe two sentences on what you've shared. Is you shared what I see as a crucial distinction between when we are coming from deficiency or what isn't working, we seek it from outside. We want someone else to love us in the sense of there's something lacking on the inside. And it always comes from a consciousness of deficiency or lack, rather than starting from the internal fullness of love or self-value or whatever it is. And then moving from that energy is completely different. So thank you. I'd like to hear from you three.
I was hoping you could say just maybe a couple more sentences on what you mean by fullness in this regard,
yeah.
Like live in the fullness of what we long for.
Fullness is another word to say beauty and wholeness and flow rather than deficiency. If something doesn't work for me, my consciousness can go into deficiency or this consciousness where there's something wrong, there's something lacking. And for me, that is the opposite of fullness. Or if I can tune into the fullness of something, even though a need is unmet. So to say someone did not see me or understand me the way I really like to be understood, and I can say my need for understanding is not met. When I tune into the energy of understanding, there's a beauty and fullness in that. It's in that by itself that exists as a fullness. It already exists within me. I'm wondering if what I just shared answers what you're wanting.
Yes, it's helpful. It's shifting the perspective on your relationship to your need.
Exactly. That's exactly what I love those wording, because this is about we're transforming our relationship to our need, and that's the heart of this.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for the question.
What kind of was alive for me when you had just mentioned what encouraged us to take the course this time? So I just was writing that down, and it has been a really extremely difficult year. And what I was writing was I was taking this course because it was allowing myself the deepest support on all levels. And when I read that little statement or whatever over, something just, I thought, how loving, how loving. I think then it really just kind of got the sense of that, you know, the energy of the need.
Yeah.
I thought, wow.
Yeah, thank you for that. Each time a person shares, it stimulates, it brings something forth in me. And particularly as you're sharing, when you said how loving, that touches something that's really beautiful and full in me when I am able to connect to this inner quality. Because for me, these needs already exist within my nature. In a way, it's already part of my deep identity. And this deep identity exists within me as a presence, as a loving energy. It also manifests as my longings and my human needs. But it's all the same thing. So, thank you. Yeah. There's one more person, then I'll move on.
Something hit me, which is so incredibly simple that I kind of feel maybe I shouldn't say this, but when you were saying, realizing that a need is not fulfilled, I just thought of a situation in my workplace today, and I thought, exactly, that's why I can use it. If something is going on, we have some structural problems, and they have quite extending influences on how we are able to work. And I thought, oh yeah, that will give me, using this there for myself will give me such a different empowerment in a way. I don't know, can I make myself clear what I mean? Everyday simple.
Yeah, I think I understand what you're saying. See, part of it is a technical part. Because of the quality of the connection, I wasn't hearing all of your words. Were you saying that something shifted in you when you felt or got in touch with the actual need as it is in you and you felt empowered with it? Or is there something a little bit different than that?
What struck me is if I have difficulties at my workplace, I can look at which needs are not fulfilled.
Yes, exactly.
And use it from there. For some reason, I don't know why, I had this working with celebrating needs, meditating needs, something which was more, I connected more to my own internal processes. Can I make myself clear?
Well, to me it's clear. You're saying that if you're having what might be a generalized unfulfillment in your work, it really helps you to identify what is it that you're needing and valuing. Just to identify that, you feel more empowered.
Yeah.
Okay. What I want to say is that it's possible, and I'm hoping that you get a sense of this during this class today, that whether your needs are met or not, it's possible to touch the fullness. And one of the ways that that happens for me is in mourning. When I allow myself to mourn an unmet need, I mourn the beauty of this need as I hold it in my heart, even though it's not met. There's always something precious. So I'm not just feeling the emotion of sadness or grief. That emotion of sadness or grief always touches what is precious so that I can mourn the beauty of this need. So this is a practice that we can all engage in. Okay. I'm curious about if you are able to get the documents from the classroom and download them and have them available to you. If it is at all possible, I'm asking that you access the documents to download them. In one of the things that I asked you to do as a kind of preliminary exercise, I asked each person to identify a list of what your top five core needs are. And you can make reference to the list of needs and longings and valuing and yearning that I provided, or you can just do it by simply connecting to what's present in you. And so just a very short exercise before we go into a little bit of a longer exercise. So this would be in pairs, and as you are being put in the pairs, I simply want you to share with your partner. You might not have five core needs, maybe you only have one or two, but what I mean by core needs is that at any given moment in time, I know in our lives, there are certain needs that are up for people. Perhaps it's peace, perhaps freedom, maybe authenticity, maybe self-care and self-compassion. Whatever it is, it's important to identify what these needs are. And I'm not just ask you to prepare by connecting to and identifying right now, what are the needs that are most alive in you? What's calling to you? What is it that you have the most longing for? And as you identify them, I would like you to identify them more than just saying the word of it. I'd like you to identify and actually feel if the need isn't fulfilled in you. Allow yourself to feel the longing in your heart. Allow it to flow. If the need is being fulfilled or met in some way, allow yourself to feel the beauty and the fulfillment of this need and how you feel it in your body, in your feeling and sensing. And so, and this will just be a very short sharing, just to name it. When you just share how this need is alive in you right now, is it being fulfilled? Is it unfulfilled and you long for it? And just to name it, I think, is really important. And then you will switch, and then the other person share. You can begin now.
So welcome back into the main room. And Robert, you have a mic.
Yes. After each exercise, I'm really wanting to have some connection. So for some quick sharing, I'd like to hear maybe one, two, or three people to share how this one little exercise was valuable for you, and perhaps even share the core needs.
I looked at all this constellation of needs. At first, I picked six name headings: integrity, self-expression, interdependence, celebration, spiritual, and connection. And then I listed underneath those the particular needs that called to me most: purpose, wholeness, creativity, community, contribution, play, beauty, intimacy. And then something happened that caused me to circle the word wholeness, because I realized that I was looking for a balance and a way of integration of these needs, that some of them weren't being met at all. and then the others on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe sometimes or infrequently. So I would say that wholeness is the overriding, or balance or integration, the overriding need.
Sounds like it was valuable to distill this so that this, the need for wholeness, came to the forefront for you.
Yes, it really was.
Yes. Yeah, so just even doing this simple exercise brought this clarity to you.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, great.
And it helped me to feel more centered and relaxed about sometimes unsettling emotional field or energy that's created in my body when I'm not in balance.
Okay, well, thank you. Do you have something you'd like to share? Then we'll move on to the next exercise.
What I wanted to share was that by sharing with one person and expressing to my partner these needs that were important to me, I felt like it opened me up a little bit more of a sense of intimacy there than though I had been feeling a connection with the larger group. It was more immediate, more connected, and appreciated both the opportunity to share and to hear my partner.
Great. Thank you, and I really appreciate that, your sharing and that feedback. It reinforces for me the importance of just more immediate connection with someone so that you're more connected. It brings it forth, as I heard, brings forth the consciousness of your own needs more to the forefront for you.
Yes.
So I just want to acknowledge that there are more hands up than I'm going to call on. I want to move on. So just if you would just hold that within your consciousness, whatever it is that you wanted to share. Yeah, I think what I want to say is it's actually a theme for this entire class, is that what is possible here and what I have found valuable, and I think what this work calls us to do, calls me to do, nonviolent communication, compassionate communication, living compassion, whatever you want to call it, it calls forth for me to live a need-centered life, a heart-centered life, a value-centered life. So that everything that I do, it's my aspiration and my intention to have needs be at the center of my consciousness. And when I'm able to do this, I'm able to be much more empowered, much more clear and connected in my life. And what I also know is that it requires practice, what we could call a spiritual practice, or it's like even a meditation practice. And meditation defined by bringing my attention over and over again to the consciousness of my needs and my longings. And this doesn't happen by itself. It happens intentionally. So I'm hoping that you can all take up this as a practice. So I want to do at least two more exercises, one with the whole group here, and the other one will be more active in pairs. So many years ago, out of the Life program, what came out of this program as a creative emergence from the whole group, it didn't necessarily come only from me, was a process that I call a meditation on the beauty of our needs. I think we've already been doing it to some extent, but I'd like to ask you to do a preliminary exercise right now, the whole group, and the need or the value that I'm going to ask everybody to connect to is the need for love. But I also want to say that this process and exercise can be done with any need or any value. I just happen to use the need for love because I believe that for most people it is most or more easily accessible to your own experience. So what I'd like you all to do is to imagine right now or bring to mind someone that you love, a relationship where love is present in the relationship. And you feel the quality of love, your need for giving and receiving love is fulfilled. And bring this person, actually it can even be another being. Sometimes some people have a tremendous feeling of love in their relationship with an animal or another being. So it doesn't actually matter because the energy of love itself is what is important here. So bring this person's relationship to mind. And there's a number of things that will emerge in your experience. First thing is notice the experience in your body feeling and sensing. Notice the sensing and feeling energetically in and through the body. Notice their emotions or feelings of warmth, of joy, or any other feelings. If there's a radiance or strength, Notice if you have any memories or images that accompany your experience. Perhaps you have memories of interactions with this person or this being that allows you to touch into the feeling and the energy of love itself. Let yourself breathe. And feel the qualities, the energies of love as it's being fulfilled in this experience. Perhaps notice any clarity or insights that come to you. Whatever emerges, allow it to be there. Maybe there is emotional pain or sadness that comes up. You allow that to be. Breathe into it. Maybe there are thoughts or judgments or evaluations that come into your consciousness. You just notice if that's there. Allow yourself to, as fully as possible, connect to and anchor to this experience. And now, if you're able to, feel the energy of love itself, and if you're able to gently let go of the person or the being that this is connected to, just feel the energy, the feeling of love as it exists within your heart, within your being, within your feeling and sensing, all by itself. Just breathe easily and gently. So the next step is to break into pairs so they can share. And so I'm going to offer you just a short period of time to share with your partner what came up for you in this exercise, and then I'm going to bring it into a whole group so we can do some whole group sharing. You can begin this whenever you're ready.
Welcome back into the main room. Robert, you have a mic.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate you all participating in this exercise. Again, for connection, I'd like to know what value came out of this for you, or even any questions that came out of this for you.
It was great because I've been feeling so high the last few days, and when I focused on love and the person was my lover, but when you said to then have the feeling without the person, I realized that I don't even know if I'm really in love with him, but I am experiencing that beauty of the need of love in my life right now so fully that it doesn't matter. And I didn't get that. I was sort of projecting that onto him. To have that, it's just fabulous.
I love that sharing. I love the kind of my interpretation. It's a kind of deconstruction of what we're conditioned love to be. Even the phrase, in love with him, may really serve to disconnect you or me or us from the actual energy of love if it's present in your life. Thank you.
Would you just state the process that you wanted us to do again?
I'll have to keep it short. The first thing is to imagine or bring into your consciousness someone or some being that you love or where there is love in your relationship. And then notice your experience in the body and your feeling. Notice how that experience feels in the body energetically. And then I also ask you to notice any memories or images that accompany this experience.
What came to mind and my experience was that I was unable to imagine someone, even though I'm married.
Yeah.
I was unable to pull anybody in. So I thought about, what do I see, feel, hear, and desire in love, as love?
Yeah.
I know that I have been in a space of lack rather than fullness. Of course, this isn't what I want. Any thoughts on that experience of not being able to pull anybody up? And I thought of my husband who does acts of kindness for me, but didn't bring the warm, fuzzy thing that I long for as love and that connected feeling.
Okay, yeah. I'm wondering if there is, whatever emerges in these experiences, I think that they're valuable, even though they may not be what you expected. Did you find any value just in doing this exercise, even though it resulted in what you experienced?
Yes, I felt it was rich for me to even look inward and ask myself, what do I see as love and what is love?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Hi, Robert. In listening to my partner in the breakout, and it's kind of coming up for me several times in this, what I'm getting in touch with is just the sacredness of these needs. I think most of my life, I perceive of them as something that it needs to be fixed or filled or fulfilled, as opposed to it just being reflective of something in and of itself that's valuable. You know, as opposed to got to make it okay. No, it doesn't. I don't know. That's just a real powerful thing for me to understand.
Yes, great. Thank you. I so appreciate hearing that, what you're sharing. It just so resonates with my experience of the beauty that's inherent in our needs. There is sacredness for me. It's just really precious, very deeply sacred. And I really like your distinction that I call deficiency of, it doesn't mean that we have to fix something or to fulfill it, but there's something already inherently valuable in these qualities. And can we touch into it and simply feel it? I think that's a lot of what I heard you say.
Yeah.
Great. I'm only going to choose two more.
Robert, I guess what I'm sitting with is that these exercises and listening to what people are saying are bringing up so much in me that I'm wondering, how am I going to be able to be on the call and get the most I can out of it? Because it feels like 4 minutes here and 4 minutes there, and I don't know how to deal with these time, you know, limitations and the gongs and not seeing people and not really having a deep connection because there's not enough time and all this stuff is starting to, I want to learn what to do about that.
Yeah. So I'm hearing your experience of so wanting to have something much fuller, so wanting to have a deeper connection, not only with yourself, that more time and space would allow, but with the partner, the people that you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing you're sensing a richness that you're not experiencing here. Is that accurate?
And what can I do to make it, you know, to within these limitations, how can I make it work for me?
Well, I do want to say there's two things. One is my intention for these exercises. It's always challenging for me to structure an exercise so that there is a degree of efficiency and other things, to hold other things in the class. So what I'd like to suggest is that either if you or others, and I imagine there are others who have a similar experience, are experiencing these similar limitations, view these exercises as just an introduction and get whatever value you can from them. What I'm going to say closer to the end, and I'll just say it now as a preview, is that I have a high degree of importance that I hold in connecting with people in between the calls, in which you could structure a much more spacious time with them to perhaps listen to this recording again, look at the handouts that are describing the experiences, and take a little bit more time to go in depth with them with a partner who's also another participant in the class. So it's those two things that I can say right now about
this. That's wonderful. Thank you.
All right. So I'd like to hear from just one more person, because we do have another, and I want to say, albeit perhaps short exercise, but I want you to experience it as an introduction. So do you have a lot of energy for sharing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just a really nice realization, I'd say, of kind of the heights and depths of love. Because as I thought of, one was a little grandchild, and it kind of had a feeling tone of sweet lightness. And then my mind kind of went to a relationship with a dear friend of mine, and it was more rich. And so it was really great to kind of feel like the different tonal qualities kind of love itself.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, I regret not taking the time to choose the other people with their hands up, but there's this one next exercise. It's important to at least to get into an introductory phase of it so that you have the experience of it, because I'm going to recommend that you do this exercise in your connection with your partner. It's called the Beauty of Needs Dyad Meditation. So it's only going to work in pairs. And if you have the exercise from the classroom, it's going to help. But I'm also going to do the best I can to guide you through this exercise. Now, again, I do feel a little bit, you know, uncomfortable knowing that we're only having 4.5 minutes for each person, but I think it's going to give you enough time to experience the nature of this flow, and that when you practice it with your partner, my suggestion is you practice it up to 40 minutes for one whole session. So this will be done in pairs, and in preparing for it, I'd like each person to choose one need that you'd like to work with in terms of meditating on it or embodying it, similar to what we just did with the need for love. Choose something that calls you, something you're inspired to, something you long for. Maybe it's authenticity, maybe it's peace, freedom, love, compassion, belonging. You can look at the needs list if that helps you. One person will be listening for the whole time, so it's not interactive in that sense. And then another person will be sharing. So the first person who's going to be doing the sharing tells the listening partner, I will be working with, and then you tell them the need. For example, you say, I will be working with the need for authenticity. And then the listener tells the partner, tell me how authenticity lives in you, or whatever else the need is that you choose. And then the speaker remembers a time that this need was met. That's just an avenue into connecting to the energy, and explores how remembering this event, how this need is experienced in the body, in the emotions, in the memories. And you do that for 4.5 minutes. And you can do it for 4.5 or 5 minutes. But just for the sake of this exercise, we just want you to time it. I think that'll give you enough chance to get into it. And the listener is just listening the whole time silently. When the speaker is finished, say, I'm complete. The listener says, thank you. And then you switch roles. And then the listener will then say, this is the need that I'm working with. You may be working on a different need. Say it's the need for compassion. And then the person who's going to be listening says, how does compassion live in you? And then the speaker does the same thing. Remembers a time when it was met, anchors in the experience, and then begin to describe the lived experience. We're going to do that back and forth for just one turn, and then we will complete the exercise. Okay, so we're coming to the closing of our class today, and I'm just amazed at how quickly it went. At least in my experience, it went really fast. So in order to close, the way that I'd like to close is by doing a checkout. If you have some energy for checking out, I'd like to hear, just for my connecting to you, what's been especially valuable or meaningful for you in this class? What did you experience that has helped you connect in a way that has value or meaning? If you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you, Robert. What really is meeting a deep need and longing in me is putting label and especially finding my voice around feelings and needs. And exercises were just great for that. And hearing it well.
Hearing it, you mean from your partners?
Exactly.
Yes, great. Thank you.
For me, the last exercise of, you know, thinking about a need and how a time that was fulfilled, it just really reminded me deeply of a particular situation I was in and how beneficial it was for me. That was helpful to me.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, this really met my need for continuing my work and being with the need and the practice that I want to gain from being able to really be present with what my needs are, and I've found it has enriched my life, and I appreciate the practice continuation. When you said about the destruction of what we see love to be,
deconstruction.
Could you say that again?
Deconstruction means that we've been conditioned for certain things, and you go beyond the belief or the conditioning into perhaps something new. So love is a construct that exists through our learning and our conditioning. Messages we get about it. The deconstruction is transcending everything we've been told and experiencing something new.
That was valuable, that last exercise, but it has raised questions for me. My question is, I was working with shared values, and I went into a time when that need was met. But my quandary is, I'm finding it really hard to share this, when it's quite a fundamental value that you hold, and I'll give the example in my marriage with our sexual preference, as in I would like to explore tantric and my husband's not interested at all, where do I go? Where do we go from there?
Yeah, I'm hearing your question. I think it's a really valuable question. I'm not sure how to answer it and give it due justice to it in just a short period of time. But I think I want to say at least one thing. Connecting to the energy of a need is different than the actions you would take to fulfill the need. So there's a value just in connecting to the value, the energy as it lives in you. So doing tantric is a behavior. It's an action. It's what in NBC we call a strategy.
Yeah.
So you connect to, if this, you imagine taking this action, it would fulfill some need. What is the need that it would fulfill? And connect that energy. So that's the
okay.
piece that I would want to suggest. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for me it's this connection. It's that deep connection, and that I'm really yearning for.
And then doing this work of connecting to the energy of deep connection, I have found to be very, very enriching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So,
I think what I've appreciated most is particularly in the breakout is the willingness of the other to be vulnerable. Both people that I spoke with, just I really appreciated their honesty and vulnerability. And even though in the beginning I hadn't thought that connection was high up on my list, I realized it's integral and central to what really matters to me. So it really brought up that awareness. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate hearing from you.
This all needs for clarity. Just being able to talk out loud, knowing that another person is listening somehow, is a different conversation than if I were just talking with myself.
Or imagine you even listening to someone.
Well, listening to somebody is, there's a lot I get out of that, but just being able to talk out loud and be heard brought up a lot of clarity for me.
Yes. Yeah, that definitely resonates with my experiences, that somehow speaking it out loud really makes a huge difference for me. Great. Thank you. Would you like to share next?
Exercise about a memory of loving and being loved. When my partner just briefly reflected back, it activated the energy even more, and it just kept expanding and expanding.
Yes.
So I appreciated that.
Thank you. You know, I think I said it once before. I really appreciate hearing your sharing. What this for me is an energetic, it's a bodily-centered spiritual practice, that when I do this work, I believe that when we can do this, generate this consciousness, that we create an energy that feeds us. It works on our whole system, on our whole being. And it can actually transform us, and I think in very, very significant ways. So it's a really valuable, I have found this to be an incredibly valuable practice. Did you have your hand up?
I really found it helpful that when we identify the unmet need, that we don't have to fix it. Because I have a very hard time going from the unmet need to the fullness, and it may be because I try to think of how to fix it. I also found it very helpful with that first exercise of being heard to say what my needs are and which ones are not met. Because I never take that time with myself, so it actually taught me that being heard was meaningful and that it might be a good practice.
Yes.
Continue to
Thank
do that.
You. Yeah, absolutely. I would concur. I think it's an excellent practice. We only have, I think, just enough time to hear from one more person.
I want to echo what I heard before about the vulnerability of people, and I think it's. I really want to offer my gratitude to you for really creating such a safe space, and for making a place for us to come together and really. In very little time, be willing to share what's really important.
Yes. Thank you, Matt. I'm very grateful hearing that. I'm so moved. What you shared resonates so deeply and profoundly in me. For me, how I hold vulnerability, it's the doorway to our spirituality. It's the doorway to the deepest experience of my being, and it requires that I be open and vulnerable to those emotions or experiences that might be painful, as well as to the open-hearted joy and creativity that I feel as well. It's all part of my vulnerability. I've noticed that we're coming to the end of our class, so I'm so appreciative hearing from all of you. In ending, I want to recommend partnering up. I highly recommend that you participate in an exercise, and you can do any of the exercises that we did today, but the one I'm going to most recommend is the last one, the Beauty of Needs Dyad Meditation. You can look at the description of it. It's the part that says in pairs, and that many of the people in my life program have done this on Skype, where you can actually see the person. If you're able to do that, I highly recommend doing it on Skype. But it's also doable just by phone. And certainly, if there was any chance that you can be in person with the person, I would say do it in that manner as well. So thank you so much. Very grateful for this class.